steers and mm-hmm. and horses.
And what kind of steers? Those were. Were those oxen?
Oxen.
They'd have one, you know, that they could plow by itself, and they'd plow corn that was like horses with one, and they could break up hard or anything like that with two.
How recently did they have oxen out here?
I don't.
Remember? Did you ever use oxen?
Yeah.
How? What year would you say was the last year you used oxen?
Dr. Gamble over here, he had a yoke of oxen about 10 years ago he used on the farm.
Uh-huh. Now, was he you call him Doc, was he a doctor or was he a physician?
Yes.
Was he kind of doing it just to keep up the old?
Yeah, yeah. The old
he was just kind of doing it for...
He was the only child of us in the family, that is. And he... they've got all their old stuff. You just ought to go over there and see that. Mm-hmm. They've got their loom there. If he was there, he'd show you the loom and show you how to wove and spun and reel and everything. It's all in there just like his lip.
But they used... Now, could you think of what year it was? Can you remember about the last year that you had oxen on your farm?
I guess about 1950.
50?
Yeah.
It was after World War II.
Yeah.
Was there still quite a bit of it around?
Yeah, there were several yokes of oxen around.
Uh-huh. And what would you say the last year was that someone apart, now you hadn't mentioned the doctor, but somebody else, when just, you know, regular farmers were using oxen. Was that around 1950?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call it when you had two oxen working together? Yoke of steers, you called it, huh? We call them steers. Now, did you use any other animals? What did you go to after you stopped using the oxen?
Mules and horses.
All right. And what would you call two mules working together?
A team.
Uh-huh. Now, would you use pair or two for that? For mules, a pair of mules?
A pair of mules or a team of horses. Anything like that.
All right. And what was a female horse called?
Oh, I can't think of
a mare?
Yeah.
Call it a mare. The things that they on the do you remember what a female sheep was called?
A ewe.
Uh-huh. And the stuff on a sheep's back was called?
Wool.
And the thing on the bottom of a horse's foot was his?
Hoof.
And nailed to that was his?
Yeah.
What do they call those things they nailed to the hoof?
Horseshoes.
Okay. Did they play that? They used to pitch those?
Yeah, they used to.
Probably still do, don't they?
Yeah.
Still. Were there any other games that if you used to pitch things at stakes or was just horseshoes? I just wonder if there was anything like they played quoits or quoits. You don't, like maybe toss some kind of a ring, maybe something made like out of a toe, a rope.
I've seen. They choke, they used to play here more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't seem to hear no tell of that anymore.
And what about the, did you have hogs on your farm?
Yeah, we have always had hogs.
Now, what did you call the baby ones?
Pigs.
And then the next size?
Sow.
Shoots. Yeah. And then the, how big were they when they got to be, when you get to call them shoots?
Oh, they'd weigh around 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
150 maybe.
And they get up that size when they're hogs.
Uh-huh. Oh, when they're hogs, they weigh 500.
Uh-huh. And do you remember what you called?